好，我们今天讲这一个楞严经跟什么？跟天台的这个叫什么？教观纲中啊。
So today's topic is about Surigama Sutra and from the Tantai School, the essence of teaching and meditation.
那边看得到吗？这个字够不够大？啊？可以吗？
Can you see?
因为刚才我整理，结果它要变小了。
Can you see the PowerPoint?
好，可以就可以了哈。这里面有就是教观纲中是天台宗的啊，那他是智者大师，不是智者大师，是偶益大师啊。根据天台宗的一个他们本有的一些教理系统啊，他提出个人的看法，就是变成我们叫做教观纲宗。
This book, The Essence of Teaching slash Doctrine and Meditation, is based in the Tiantai School. Master Ouyi, based on using the Tiantai schools of thought as platform and sorted out in a systematic way, and had written this book called The Essence of Teaching slash Doctrine and Meditation.
那这个偶益智系大师他本身是研究楞严经的哈，所以我们用楞严经来跟他比对，其实是应该就是跟他的见解哈，就是出发点是一样的哈。
Master Ouyi has deeply studied the Surigama Sutra, and so if we follow him and take the Surigama Sutra as a platform and use it as a lens to read this book, we're actually coming from the same vantage point as he was.
那这个教观纲中有很多东西啊，譬如说一念三千，然后一心三观啊，甚至还有什么什么十法圣啊，十法尘啊，就是十个步骤啊，进入我们的真心啊。
So, in this book, The Essence of Teaching and Meditation, there are actually a few key concepts, such as actually cosm in a single thought, that's one phrase, or the discussion of three contemplations of the mind, and as well as the 10 different procedural steps to reach enlightenment.
那教观纲中讲的东西跟楞严经讲的东西，应该可以相辅相成啊。
So the concept that's embodied in this, the essence of teaching and meditation, can actually correspond with our understanding of the Surigama Sutra and actually exponential as multiply and deepen our understanding of the sutras.
今天我想从这个它里面有很多主题，那很相应的东西就是教观纲中讲一念三千啊，那楞严经讲的东西是我们这一念啊，就是它变现出就是我们这个世界，这虚空世界众生业果，它跟它讲的方式不太一样啊，但是都是差不多的，只是切入的点不太一样。
So among the many concepts that's talked about in the book of Essence of Teaching and Meditation, today we're going to focus on the concept of one chilicosm in a single thought. Again, one chilicosm in a single thought. And we're going to use this and compare it with the Surigama's concept of all the myriads of the world is arise from our single thought, from the mind. They're actually talking about the same thing, these two different phrases, but the entry points are a little bit different.
那天台智者大师 他是用华华经的十如是、啊、还有大智度论的三种世间、啊、然后乘以什么十法界，就变成当撞成当下的一念中具足、啊、三千世间的什么诸法性相。
So, in the Tiantai school, Master Zhizhe uses the concept of ten suchnesses or ten thusnesses, and also talked about the concept of three different kinds of worlds. And by using that, expounding into the concept of one thought, give rise to ten Dharma realms.
这一念三千不是什么三千大千世界啊，这是三千个诸法性相啊。他那边讲的是个人的实相论啊，所以他等一下我们再讲一个他三千到底讲的是什么东西啊。
So this three chili cosm is not talking about three chili cosm worlds. That's not what it's talking about. It's actually referring to the different natures of the mind. Of Dharma.
那我们来看一看呢，哈，这一个一心即十法界，那一法界又即十法界，那叫百法界啊。那一界又三十种世间，百法界即三千世间啊。这个后面看得到吗？
So over here, there's this direct quote from the book. One Dharma realm encompasses ten Dharma realms, and within which yields 100 Dharma realms. And within each Dharma realm, such Dharma realms, there are 30 worlds, 30 types of worlds. And so altogether, if you multiply, 100 Dharma realm actually yields 3,000 worlds. And all these 3,000 worlds are contained within one thought.
那十法界就是我们就是四圣六环啊，这边啊，这是六环啊。
The ten Dharma realms is what we generally referring to the six ordinary and the four sage realms.
六环就是什么地狱、恶鬼、畜生、阿修罗、人间，还有天啊。
And so the six realms are hell denizens, hungry ghosts, animals, asuras, human realms, as well as the gods.
那四圣就是什么？就是什么声闻缘觉菩萨佛啊。
And the four sage realms are the first one is Sravakas, and second one is Pratyeka Buddhas, as well as Bodhisattvas and Buddhas.
怎么变成这样子？我把它弄大一点，可能会比较好看一点呢。你那边是不是 S 变得很大？可以哈，大大的哈，好，看他不乖了。好，那我们再来看看，我们现前，你在哪一界啊？
So at this present moment, which realm are you in?
我们人界嘛，就人的身体嘛，对不对啊？
We are in human realm because we live in this human body.
那你想要跟我踢馆，你是人界里面的什么界？
But if you want to challenge me, then within this human realm, which realm are you in?
有没有你在现前你是人界的身体，对不对？ 但是你可以产生，就是要跟我什么踢馆的，那我们叫做阿修罗界，对不对啊？
So you could very well be exhibiting the human body, but if your thought is about challenging what the realm says, you have given rise to anger. So you're actually in the realm of Asura.
那你现在看我看得很顺眼，很喜欢我，那叫什么界？啊？天界啊？啊，恶鬼还是天界？
If you are looking at me and you find me very attractive and you really like me, then which realm are you in? Some people say you are in the realm of the gods. But then I ask, are you in the realm of gods or you're actually in the realm of hungry ghosts?
好，那你认为我是人，这叫什么罪？
If you perceive that I'm a human being, then which realm are you in?
实在是愚痴罪啊，就畜生啊。
In that case, then you are in the realm of animals because you are clouded with deluded thoughts.
那我讲话你听得很不舒服啊，就你起嗔心啊，要到什么地界？
Or if whatever I said actually aroused a lot of anger in you, it makes you uncomfortable, then you are in the realm of hell.
那你在这一念当中，你就是也不管外境，一直摄心啊。心境的一种跟内外合一的状态，这是什么界？就天上界，或是色界，或是无色界。
So, if on the other hand, if you are able to keep withdrawing the mind, focus the mind, and not pay attention to all these different phenomena that's taking place, then you will be in the realm of either the gods or in the realm of formlessness.
所以记得有一个将军去问一个禅师说，请问你有没有天堂地狱啊？那禅师讲说，你不够资格问这个问题。我他跳起来，什么？我是将军，你又问我讲了不够资格。他讲啊，你现在在第一界里面啊。然后说啊，很忏悔啊，你现在在天界，有没有？
So there is a story that a general.Approached a Dharma master and asked, is there really such thing as hell and heaven? And the Dharma master said, you're not qualified to ask this question. And the general got so angry and said, how dare you? I'm this well-known general. How dare you say I don't qualify? And at that very point, at the very moment, the Dharma master said, you are at this present moment in the realm of hell.Of Asuras. And the general was awakened and said, oh, I greatly repent for what I just did. And the Dharma master said, now you're in the realm of the gods.
所以在我们的每一个当下，其实你就会发觉我们那一念心的操作不一样，那就会产生这些就十法界的这些现象。
So in any given point in time, you can easily discover, notice that depending on the way you use your mind, different way of operating the mind, you can move between these 10 different stages.
我们大部分大家都选择就是六环界啊，就是我们大部分人只能够操作六环界，不太知道怎么操作四圣。
So, most of the time we can clearly see that we only know how to operate the mind, use the mind in a way that will move us between the six ordinary realms, and we don't quite know how to use our mind to move beyond, transcend into the four sagely realms.
那六环界它的共同点就是什么？我们说有能跟所，有心跟外境。
In the six, among the six ordinary realms, the default mode is that it's dualistic. There's subject and object, and there's the mind, duality of the mind as well as phenomenon.
有没有你们会觉得，你是在听我讲，而不会觉得说我是听我心中的什么的语言，对不对？你们会觉得这个语言是你感知的对象，还是你认为你在听一个法师讲？
So at this present moment, what you are probably feeling or you are aware of is that you are listening to my Dharma talk. Instead of having the realization that you are actually listening to the sound within your own mind. So which one are you? What kind of understanding do you have at this present moment?
就说你其实你的心啊，第一念明你身体为主的前面的一公尺的一个声音，对不对？接下来你的心又明你的身体啊，那声音是你明的，明的听得懂吗？就是你感知的一个现象，身体也是你被你明的一个触觉啊。都是被你明的对象，但是你会把所明的对象当成人，也把你所明的这身体的这些现象当成我，那就会产生，就你自己把它切割为就是外境跟我的内心。
So let's take this present moment as an example. The sound that your mind has illuminated, the sound that's taking place 1 meter away from you, you label that as a person. And then your mind is also illuminating your own physical sensation. That's also an object of illumination. Both the sound as well as your physical body sensation, these are all objects of illumination. Yet, we make the mistake of thinking that the sound that you have illuminated, you take that as an other person. And this physical body that you illuminated, you think of that as the self. So you have, in fact, divided all these phenomena that are objects of your illumination into the self and external phenomenon.
那就跟相当于跟做梦是一样吗？做梦的，你的梦中的假如你是男主角，那其他的什么女主角啊、路人甲、路人乙啊，是不是都是你所明的对象？算不算？算嘛啊。
So this is very similar to when you're dreaming. When you're dreaming, let's say if you're the male leading character in the dream, and comparing to versus all the other people in your dream, these are both you yourself, the male leading character, as well as the female leading character and other things, these are all objects of objects of your mind, objects of your illumination, aren't they?
对，但这个就是晚上你大概没有能力化解，那个是你明的对象。你明到一只老虎，你认为是有一只老虎冲过来，对不对？你不会认为那是老虎是你明的对象。
Yeah, when you're dreaming, you probably lack this ability to be aware. These are merely the objects of your illumination. So if you dream about a tiger, this tiger jumping at you, you'll probably be scared and not realize that this tiger is merely an object that's created by your mind, an object of your illumination.
你只有就是说，你就赶快跑，结果被它咬了，清醒了以后才会说，哇，原来是梦。
So what tends to happen in people's dream is if a tiger is approaching in the dream, you'll be running until you dream, oh, this tiger took a bite out of you, and then you suddenly wake up, and oh, that was just a dream.
如果你没有被它咬死，你也跑掉了以后，你不会认为你是在梦中哦，跑掉了。
Well, on the other hand, if in your dream you had the fortune to escape the tiger, in that case, you're probably still not aware. You don't wake up and become aware that that was a dream only.
现在我们也是一样哦。现在，我这个色相也是你明的，跟梦中是所明的是一样的。但是这个活生生的在你眼前的人，实在是很难讲说他不是人哦。
So at this very moment, the way it works is exactly the same. This physical body that I exhibit, it's an object of your illumination. Except that since I appear to be a live person, it's really hard to convince yourself that it's merely an object of your illumination. Isn't that so?
但是如果说你想起我几个月前在那边的，有没有在那边讲经的时候，那个就是你心中浮出一个影像嘛。明明就是一个影像，但是大概你也没有能力化， 没有能力，或者说你根本就不会想到说那是我名的一个设想。
If right now you suddenly recall, oh, a couple months ago over there at the old site, I was giving a talk. This memory that you had, again, it's merely a phenomenon that has arisen and that your mind is illuminating. But again, you probably, it's really hard to be truly aware and realize that, oh, even that memory is only a phenomenon arising from my own mind.
我们连这个什么，连你在 Skype 跟影像互动，你我们都没有能力化解，那他不是人，他只是一个影像。
Even when we're like doing web conferencing in Skype, FaceTime, and looking at the image on the monitor, it's even at that point it's hard for us to realize the image is just a form, it's not a real person.
你们听过多了哈，那我问问看哈，就是你在在那个跟电视机的一个影像哈互动的时候，会想到说那是影像不是人，你会这样想到人请举手。
So you have heard this many, many years already. So let me quiz you. So when you are looking at the image on the monitor, FaceTime or Skype, how many of you are able to remember that's just an image and not a person? Raise your hand if you are able to bring up that thought.
有一位了哈，其他不好意思举手，应该可能偶尔会想到嘛。
Some of you don't dare to raise your hand. Does that mean that you only think of it occasionally?
另外就是说，你接到电话，你会想到说这是声音，你会这样想到的吗？
How about when you pick up a phone call and then you talk to the person, talk to the sound, and do you remind yourself this is only a sound, it's not a person?
都不会想到嘛，哈。
You probably don't think of it, right? You don't remember it.
假设你这个变成个习惯了，以后有一个活生生人在你面前，然后他骂你，你就知道这个声音有个声音，那内容是骂我的，对不对？那你可能想到说是声音，这个声音骂过来的，不是那个人骂过来了。
If you are able to remember this often, bring up this understanding.On a regular basis, then over a period of time, maybe in the future, if there's a person actually standing in front of you and yelling at you, you will be able to remind yourself it's a sound that's taking place. It's not that person, it's yelling at me.
那如果你能够知道说，那是我名的一个声音，然后再骂这个被我名的一个色相，那你就发现，都是我名的东西而已。
If you're able to remember that, then you will have this correct understanding that, the yelling sound is a sound form that's being illuminated by my mind, and it's directed at the physical body that's also an illumination of my mind. And so all of these are objects of my mind's illumination, and you will have that kind of correct understanding.
你这样的方式啊，你就有两个模式了，是声音骂色相啊，我心内的声音骂我心内的色相啊。那跟你说，以前你认为是一个人，把声音当成人，那把我所名的色相感觉当成我，你就可以去转化说，哇，只是声音，结果把它当成人。只是色相，变名的色相，我把它当成我，这样的你的转化就会跟就是说那个人骂我，那我什么如如不动，这两者是不太一样的哦。
So by having that understanding, you have two choices, two modes of operation that you can choose between. The first one is to realize that sound is a object of illumination in my mind, and it'sYelling at, the sound is directing at this physical body, which is also an object of illumination. And so these are all objects of illumination in my mind. So that's one way. And the second way is the old or current default mode, which is to think of it's an external, the sound represents an external person yelling at me, my physical body, which represents me, a person yelling at, not, at me. So that's the second mode of thinking. So you have these two choices. And by having the clear understanding, you will no longer be saying that, oh, that person is scolding me and I need to be patient, I need to endure it, I need to contain my anger. That way of thinking is actually very different than the first way of having the clear understanding of these are all objects of illumination.
所以在我们日常生活当中，比如说这个人骂我，那我正想要跟他拼，对不对？你想，哦，这是第一戒，那我用方法说好，这是我的业报，我愿意让你骂，结果你就要从一念嗔心或是第一戒的这一些这样的一个果报，转化为什么人天的果报？有没有？我愿意让你骂，可是你是什么？从不善法转为善法的果报。
So.These are different ways of reacting to the yelling. One is someone is yelling at you and you can think, that, how dare you yelling at me? I'm going to duke it out with you. Well, in that case, you will be in the realm of the hell of anger. The second way of thinking is you could think this way, oh, you're yelling at me, fine. That must be due to my past karmic retribution. So I'll let you yell at me. I won't do anything to combat it. That's also a way to react, and that will put you in the realm of human realm of the, or the realm of the gods.
还有一种可能就是说，他骂我，反正我生气，那跟我不生气，他都骂我嘛。但是生气果报不好嘛，那我放松的让他骂，就果报比较好嘛。啊，你也可以这样转，可是你都还是得到什么人天的果报，有没有？就是。我可以选择生气，我可以选择愿意让你骂，可是这里面是有一个你骂我，这个一个之间基本上是并没有改变的。
The third way is you could say, oh, that person's yelling at me. I can give rise to anger, but anger doesn't give me good karmic fruit. So, but if I stay calm, then that will probably be better.Bring better karmic result. So I'm going to choose to not be angry. So you could think that way as well. But any of these three options that I've just listed, these are still operating with a dualistic mind, that there is a person yelling at me. So no matter how you deal with it, what kind of reaction that you choose, you are still within the six realms, six ordinary realms, and haven't moved beyond it.
那假设你因为听了这个，我们这个开始听久了以后说，不是他骂我，然后我如如不动，是那个根本就是我感知的声音，那这个也是我感知的感觉，这里面没有我，我是从把色相或者把声音当成人，看到它是我心中所明的现象，你这样转的时候，慢慢的就会从。有我变成无我，那就有点类似你是从六环转为什么四圣。
On the other hand, if you have been attending to these talks for a very long time, maybe you can bring forth this understanding that it's not him that's yelling at me. The sound of yelling is the sound is an object of my illumination. Me.It's my physical body. Physical body is also a form, an object of my illumination. There's no intrinsic self in either thing. These are all objects of illumination. So if you're able to bring forth that kind of awareness, then you are moving beyond the concept of having a self to the stage where you're operating with no self. And by doing so, then gradually you'll be able to move beyond the six ordinary realms and start to enter the...Four sage realms.
所以我们一般在讲说什么这个有我无我，好像蛮难的，对不对？可是你从这个心能明的现象，是我明的现象，跟你把所明的现象当成人，你从这个地方切入，你就发觉，这就是一个事实，就是我看错了。
So oftentimes when we talk about practicing no self.From the point of there's a self changing to no self, it seems to be very abstract and difficult. But then if you look at it from the angle of having this correct understanding, that these are objects of my illumination. Intrinsically, there's no people, no one within these phenomena, these forms. Then it becomes easier, and you can tell yourself, oh, I just had a mistaken understanding. The correct way of looking at this is these are all objects of my illumination. And that's one way to change and to reach the stage of no self.
另外有个方式就是，从性跟相的角度啊来看啊，看我是看到相还是看到性。
Another way is to look at it from the perspective of nature and phenomenon. You can ask yourself, am I seeing nature or am I just looking at phenomenon?
我本来有两个布袋戏啊，忘记拿下来啊，不用，我现在就你们想象了，我现在手啊拿这个布袋戏，对不对啊？布袋戏就画了他手这个什么，这一个手会动，头会动，对不对啊？只差不会讲话而已啊。那我们一般看到布袋戏，大概看不到那只手，有时候它跑出来，你看到手，大部分基本上是看不到的啊。那我们就，但是我们知道里面已经有一只手，对不对？但是我们已经看到是什么布袋戏。这个手所展现的那一个外形，有没有可以动，手可以动，头可以动的那个，我们叫色相，对不对？你看不到里面让手动的，不是让这个手动、头动的里面来自手，对不对？看不到。
I have these two puppets upstairs in my room. I forgot to bring it down. So pretend I'm using this puppet right now. If I have a puppet in my hand and I can move it, so you'll see that puppet is moving its hand, moving its head, probably doesn't talk, but all these bodies on the puppet will move. When we're looking at the puppet, we're actually just looking at the puppet. We don't really see the hand that's controlling the puppet. Once in a while, it slips off and we see it, but most of the time, we're just seeing the puppet. And we know that there's a hand inside that's controlling puppet, but what we really see is just the external, the actual puppet, and which is equivalent to physical form.
所以就是说你在平常的看到一个人的时候，你可以问说，我现在是看到布袋戏呢，还是看到里面那只手？
So on a daily basis, when you look at people, you can ask yourself, am I looking at the puppet right now, or am I seeing the actual hand?
然后你以后你去助念的时候，看到有个布袋戏藏在棺材了哈，躺在棺材上，你也可以问说，我现在是看到那个布袋戏，还是看到里面那一只手不见了
？So if you go to a memorial service and looking at people inside the casket, you can ask yourself, am I looking at the puppet that's inside the casket, or am I looking at the actual person?
请问，就是你们去看那个棺材里面躺着一个布袋戏，请问那只手里面那只手不见了还是在
？So if you're looking, if you go pay respect and then see there's a puppet inside a casket, where's the hand? Is the hand still there or is the hand gone?
好，我问一个问题，你认为那只手比较是那个人，还是那一个外形的布袋戏比较是人？
Let me ask you, do you think the hand is the person or the external puppet is the person?
应该是手才是人嘛，对不对？不是那个，我们叫做尸体是人，对不对？
Well, the correct answer should be the hand, right? The should be the actual person, it's not the corpse. The corpse isn't the actual person, right?
但是我们会认为他死了，有吗？
Yet in our mind, we still think that person is dead.
他死了是代表他的身体死了，还是他那只手死了？
So when we think that, is it actually the physical body that had, you know, perished, or is it the person that's gone?
那你为什么会怕？那只手没有死，你为什么会怕？
Well, if the hand isn't dead yet, then why are some people still afraid of looking at corpse?
我们一般很少去讨论这个问题啊。我有一次在什么前湖殡仪馆呢，他那只手跑出来，跑在我后面，我会怕。跑在你后面还是花后面？ 在我身体，我感觉在我后面。
This is a topic that we don't usually discuss. I remember once I was at a funeral home, 全福, and when I was there, the hand actually had come out of the body, and I sensed that it was standing behind me, and I was afraid, I was scared.
你们如果有这种经验，我不晓得你们会不会怕，因为其实只是手跑出来而已。
I don't know if you ever had this kind of experience. I wonder if you also feel scared in that situation. But why should we be scared? It's just a hand. The hand has come out of the body and standing behind me. Why should I be scared?
他只是一个手跑出来，没有带着布袋戏出来啊。那现在里面是有布袋戏的什么的外形啦、啊？啊，我们怕什么？
So the hand has come out of the puppet and didn't bring the puppet along. Why should I be afraid of it? Because right now, in front of me, you guys are all, the hand is still inside the puppet. That's all. That's all, the only difference.
所以说，如果下次他们再跑出来的时候，那我就要想说，因为他们出来的时候，其实你会感觉到毛毛的。那我下次的策略是说，他再来的时候，我愿意去接受毛毛的。
So, next time I'm going to practice this, because usually when the hand comes out of the puppet, when it's near you, you're going to feel your hair rising, in the back of your neck. You feel it. So next time, if I encounter the same situation, I'm going to practice to accept this feeling.
因为这个我是看到那一个阿姜茶。那就是在泰国一个阿姜茶那个禅师他的故事呢，他其实他就是在山上禅修的时候，然后刚好旁边有人烧尸体，那他们很怕鬼，就那一天晚上他就发觉那个鬼就在他旁边绕来绕去的，那天晚上吓死了，虽然他是出家也不知道出了多少人，他吓死了，啊、但是他眼睛都不敢睁开，不敢看、啊、那好不容易就是忍耐了一个晚上啊，终于没事了。可是第二天，又另外一个小孩子的尸体又烧了，啊，这一次他也是很挣扎，就让他突然间想到说，哎，他们每天都在读什么“色无常无我，受无常无我”。想无常无我，行无常无我，事无常无我、哦、他们是分开，我们通常就是什么色无常无我，那受想行识亦复如是，我们中国人是这样的啊，他们是一个一个一个，那他想到这个以后，他想说诶，这是无常无我，不是我啊，所以那一个如果今天来把我的吃掉了，把我的身体吃掉了，那也不是我啊，所以他就愿意说好，那顶多就是把我的这个色身哈、啊、吃的，那不是我啊，所以他愿意，就他一念这样观念一转以后，诶，就发觉那个鬼本来是在旁边蹦蹦蹦一直在绕眼圈的，突然间就蹦蹦蹦蹦，声音越来越小了，诶，他终于说话这一招有效了。
So, I once read the story from a great Chan master from Thailand, 阿姜茶。He was practicing in the mountain, and he observed a scene where people was burned, a person has died, and so other people brought the body to cremate it in the mountain. And he was really afraid of ghosts. And so, and at that very night, he was sitting in meditation, and he felt that the spirit of the ghost was surrounding him, hopping around, turning and turning, and wouldn't go. And he was just petrified, and he finally endured it until the morning. Yet the second day, they brought another body, a body of the child, and also cremated in the mountain. And again, the same night, he sat in meditation and felt that the ghost of the child was, you know, again hopping around him, around and around, around and around. Again, he was petrified. And so he tried to bear with it, and finally, suddenly, he had this insight that every day we recite this, because it's been practicing for many, many years, every day we recite that the form is impermanent and there's no self in the form. Sensations are impermanent and there's no self in the sensations. Same thing with perception, volition, and consciousness. There's no self and it's all impermanent. I recite this every day, yet I'm still so afraid. And so once he had given rise to this understanding, he thought to himself, well, there's no intrinsic self in any of these. So what? So what if they devour my physical body? That's not me. That's no self. So once he has given rise to this correct understanding, then gradually he heard the hopping sound of these goats gradually moving away until he couldn't hear it anymore.
所以这个前提就是什么东西不会破坏你现前这一念心，其实它是不生不灭的，不会受到破坏的。但是这念心可以产生十法界的身体，还有十法界的那些种种的什么感受。那但是我们把那时候我们从这念心产生的这些十法界的相、色相或是念头，你把它当成我，所以就会像我们讲说，我们害怕。其实你把害怕的感觉像或是感觉念头当成我，其实这念心从来是什么？从来没事的。
So what it boils down to, this present mind, our very present mind, this one thought, it neither arises nor perish. It will never be harmed or being penetrated in any way. It stays just this way. And this mind can give rise to the 10 Dharma realms, to give it physical form or the sensations or thoughts that belongs to each of these 10 Dharma realms. The problem is we make the mistake that this mind give rise to these forms, either it's a physical form or a thought, which is also a form, a phenomenon, and we mistakenly think that those forms are the self. We make that mistake. And so we start to have fears or these other feelings. But once you're able to realize that whatever you're afraid of, it's only a form, and then you can return to this one thought that, again, is neither arising nor perishing.
你这个懂了这个道理，可是马上一个问题来了啊！你把身体当成我，把无因当成我的那一个，这一个我们叫做业力或是执着，我们已经非常非常的什么练得非常什么非常熟练，而且练得练得啊，不是很自在，练得不知道练得几年的，不是几年，几世，不是几世，几劫啊！今天你听懂了，不知道你要记住多少善根，你才会来听，然后才能够听懂啊。而且你开始练的时候马上是什么，等于是一个婴儿要跟一个什么一个200磅的那个什么摔跤手要什么摔跤，你一摔就被他什么打倒了。
Well, a problem follows. Once you actually have this correct understanding,Well, we have mistakenly take this physical body or the five skandhas, the five aggregates as the self. And this understanding has its momentum. It perpetuates the karmic momentum and our attachment. It continues and it's very strong. We've been practicing the mode of thinking for a very long time, many, many years, many lifetimes, or many, many eons. We've been thinking that way. So,Your correct understanding is just like an infant. It's a baby. And now you're trying to use this to fight with this sumo wrestler that's 200 pounds, which is your karmic momentum, karmic power. So it's really hard to reverse the old way of thinking.
所以在这个观念懂了以后，马上有个东西要进来，我们叫做什么？随念随业，还有什么？随愿里面有一个很关键的就是随众，
随念随愿随愿
随众，对，好像其实有六个了，我们所以不用记那么多了，很关键就是随众，等一下再解释随众是什么意思。
随
就随众，看两个力量比较大，随着你的哪个众，就是说哪个力量比较大，那他就成熟。比如说我比较大，我以前打过你，那我就胜利了。那个众，重要的众。
So what happens as a result? Usually, whatever we're able to do tend not to be within our own control. It follows our thoughts, follows our karmic trend or momentum. It can follow our vows, but it can also follow whichever force is stronger. The stronger force. That's how we perpetuate our way of thinking.
这就是，比如说，韩国人他们有调查，就是新年都会发愿嘛，啊，我早上六点起床哈，然后是我每天跑步30分钟啊，那通常15天而已哈，为什么？因为毅力绝对不会输给你的，你只能够支持什么15天而已，那就叫随众连歌一打，对不对？你刚开始你赢对不对？可是你的力量只能够维持15天，就叫随众哦。所以你一定要说，哎，我这个这就是我感觉的色相。对不起，你把它当成人的力量是比较强的啊。所以你可能一练有了，可是没有多久又是什么？那是人啊。这样讲你才不会觉得，哎呀，我怎么那么差劲啊？
So there's actually a study that's conducted in Korea where they looked into when people make New Year resolution. So whatever New Year resolution people have, it could be I'm going to wake up at 6 o'clock in the morning every day, or I'm going to run, jog for 30 minutes every day. And the study has shown that usually people are able to last 15 days. That's how far their New Year resolution would go. Because your past habit is much stronger, and that's whichever force is stronger, has more strength, that's what will follow. So even when you are able to give rise to the understanding that these forms are objects of my illumination, that I shouldn't treat it as actual person, you can give rise to this one thought, but your habit of treating that form as a real person is much stronger, and so it could easily overwhelm your clear understanding. So by knowing this pattern, then maybe along your way of practice, you won't feel so lousy. When you feel like you have fallen off the path, you understand, oh, that's merely the effect of karmic momentum.
所以你要记住，我们有个计划叫做熟处转生，生处转熟。
So there's a phrase that says,
熟练 ，familiar。
我觉得就从非常熟练的转身。
对对 ，unfamiliar， 那非常熟练，要把它弄得非常熟练，很生疏的，要变成非常熟练。
So as when we are practicing, we have to make whatever that's already familiar, make it become less and less unfamiliar, and also to change whatever is unfamiliar into more familiar form of operation.
比如说你骂人非常的熟练，你现在要练习不骂人啊，那就非常的生疏。那你要想办法尽量啊，一直去什么练习这个不骂人的这个愿力啊，或者练力，那想办法不去骂人。那你骂人的这个力量非常强，你想办法不要去，就是去修炼它，叫做什么熟处转生。那你这一个不骂人的或是赞美人的非常的什么非常生疏，你想办法一直复习，那叫生处转熟。
So let's say you have the habit of yelling at people, but now you have this vow or this thought of I should stop doing that. That mode of operation has been very familiar to you. You're entrenched, very good at it. And so what you need to practice is to make it less and less familiar and bring forth your vow or your thought of start giving people more praises or at least stop yelling at people and make that a new habit. Make it become, make yourself become more and more familiar with this new way of behaving.
所以同样就你在这一练里面看起来就是气死了那样说看起来我一看到他，我就放松身体啊。这里说每一点都可以什么， 都可以选择的，但是马上所处转生，生处转熟，这个力量是 在里面的。
So, when if you see this person, your nemesis, and your usual way of thinking is that you get really riled up because by seeing this person, you can start practicing every from thought to thought to thought that when you see this person, start telling yourself to relax, and stop giving rise to anger, and to become make this new way of thinking more familiar.
这个还是。有几个，一个是我老是想要跟他拼了、啊，现在就是还不跟他拼，这、就是一种，就是这种是有我的转化，另外一个就是无我的转化也是一样，也是熟处转生，生处转熟。
There are several different ways of approaching this, or different levels of practice. One is that you always want to duke it out with this person. You can train yourself to stop thinking that way, to stop actually doing it. That's one way, but that's still operating with a dualistic mode of having a self and other. Or you can also transform your mind and transform your behavior by thinking that these are all physical form. There's no self attached within it. That's another way. But whichever way that you're able to attain or whichever way makes more sense to you, the underlying mechanism is still you have to make a familiar habit into less familiar and an unfamiliar habit into something that's more familiar and even automatic.
所以比如说你看那个人不顺眼，你可以选择就是看不顺眼，也可以就说好，那我放松身体，这是一种选择。另外一个就是说，我看他不顺眼，那你第二练，这是我感知的现象，里面没有我，他就不是要除不顺眼的，而是除你之间的错误，可是这两者一样，还是受制于什么生处转熟，熟处转生的这个原则，不管你是。有我变成无我，或者是有嗔心变成没有嗔心，这个什么生处转熟，熟处转生的，两个都是共用，都是通用，都是适用的。
So if you find someone unfavorable, again, whenever you see this person, you can either choose to relax your body and stop releasing your anger. That's one way. Or you could also tell yourself that. My feelings, these physical sensations and emotional feelings I have, these are all forms that's illuminated by my mind, and there's no self, intrinsic self attached in these forms. So by doing it that way, you'll be trying to correct your erroneous understanding. Whichever way that you choose to do, still you follow this mechanism of making familiar into unfamiliar and making unfamiliar into something more familiar.
那里面的差别是，比如你看这个人嗔心，你把它转为不嗔心，我想你不可能每天每个当下都嗔心的，对不对？就看这个也不顺眼，看那个也不顺眼，到处都不顺眼，你没办法，就是练练都在练习不嗔心，不容易的啊。但是呢，我看这个把它当成，看那个把它当成是练练的。所以你要练功夫的话，要什么？要练无我，比较可以是随时随地都练的。
But there's a little bit difference between these two. If you try to transform anger into non-anger, well, how often in a day do you become angry? You cannot stay angry 24/7. So you are not angry. You can maintain these angry thoughts from thought to thought to thought. So in a sense, you have less chance of practice if you only focus on transforming anger to non-anger. On the other hand, thought to thought to thought, we tend to have this erroneous view of treating phenomena as self. So if you go directly to the source and change this understanding of perceiving forms as self, and you try to change that, so you will have a lot more chances, more frequently, able to practice this, practice changing your thoughts.
你看到我们把眼前的色相认为是不知道那是我明的色相，对不对？你把它当成人，然后你心中浮出一个念头来，那是你明的个色的一个什么化成，你也把它当成人吗？我们是每一念每一念都是什么 都是把所名的现象当成人或是我，所以他是念念都在进行的。
See, that kind of the erroneous way of of seeing things is taking place thought after thought after thought. Whether we look at a physical form and think, oh, that's a person, or our mind gives rise to a thought and we actually think that thought represents a person or the self, we are doing that constantly. So by changing that, by working on changing that, you will be practicing at a much higher intensity and frequency.
所以在你在要练功夫的话，就练无我的话，可以练练都在练啊。那如果什么我要转嗔心为不嗔心的话，你每天的可以练的功不会太多啊。
So if your homework is to practice no self, then you can actually practice all the time.But if your homework is only to change anger to non-anger, then you probably won't practice as often because the occasion doesn't arise as often.
好，我们现在回到，就是说我们一念心有十法界哈，这边这叫就是一念有十界啊，就是十法界。那一个法界里面又有各个又有十法界，那叫做百界啊。就我们一念里面，我们现前这一念里面，就是有四圣六凡的这个十法界。那在每一个法界当中，又有十法界，就叫做百界。
So let's go back to the concepts that's in the book. Each thought contains 10 dharma realms, 10 realms, and within each realms also encompass 10 realms. So 10 times 10 equals 100 realms.
然后再来是就是十法界乘以十法界就是百界，那每个百界里面的每一界里面都有十如是啊，那叫千如啊。
So within each of the 100 realms, there are still 10 suchnesses within each of these 100 realms, which makes it 1,000.
所以就是十法界，就是十法界乘以十法界就是百界，那百界再乘以十如是，叫做千如。
10 realms times 10 realms equals 100 realms. 100 realms times 10 suchnesses equals 1,000 suchnesses.
然后这边十如是那个这个就是性相体力作因缘果报本末究竟的。力就是那个就是等于是作用力，就是叫做应该什么是方向或是这个呢
？So these 10 suchnesses are nature, phenomenon, essence, mechanism or strength, li. I'm not sure if the translation is accurate. Volition, cause, conditions, karma, karma retribution, and finally the phrase is...
本末究竟，就是它那个，就是一个是知觉，一个是根本，一个根本，一个是什么？就产生的现象，就是根本。
And the final one is consequences of from the beginning to the end.
他讲了
roughly
讲那么复杂，其实把它缩减就是什么性跟相。
Having said all these are terminologies. When you boil it down, it's still nature and phenomenon.
我们的心性哈，就是我们的佛性无相，可是它可以产生种种的相。那种种的相，再从这种种的相，再把它切割，这样细分，可以分成这十种特质。
So our mind, our Buddha nature in itself is formless, yet it has the ability to give rise to thousands and myriads of forms and phenomena. And these 10 terms are characteristics or qualities of this all sorts of form that's given rise by the mind.
比如说我现在骂人，对不对？ 骂人是一个现象嘛，那从这个当下骂人的这一个现象跟未来比的话，现在这个叫做因，对不对？这个现象叫做因。
So I can give, let's say if I'm yelling at someone right now, the act of yelling is a form, but if you put it in perspective in relation to future time, then this current form becomes a cause.
那如果你从过去来讲的话，现在是果，对不对？现在这个现象是果。
But if you bring it back to the past, from the perspective of past to the present, then me yelling at someone, it's a result of past karmic momentums.
所以有一些人不懂得这个道理，比如说，我都做好事帮助他，结果他还骂我。他因为不知道你现在目前你的这一念是果还是因，不知道啊。
So without having this understanding, this longitudinal understanding, then people could say, well, I try everything I could to be nice to that person and to help that person, yet he's still yelling at me. Thinking this way shows that there's a lack of understanding of this temporal relationship, not knowing whether this current thought is actually a cause or a result of some past actions.
譬如你过去是欠他100万，那你现在你不知道，你忘记了，你现在就是常常帮助他，一个月给他几千块，你等于是帮助他的一两万了。可是因为你不知道是过去式嘛，所以说。奇怪，我帮助他，他还这样，还敢这样骂我，这个是忘恩负义。其实你不是你在还钱，你以为你在帮助他，那就从因缘果报，有没有？你这个算果还是算因？你是在还债的，你不是在帮助他，有没有？你从这样拉过来，所以你每个当，但是你当下是不是这个现象，我们一般叫做什么？就是一个现象嘛，可是你会解读为什么？我就是帮助他，那你会解读这是什么还债？因为你搞不清楚的。
So, maybe in the past you're indebted to this person. You owe that person $1 million. This lifetime, every year or every month, you try to help, quote unquote, help this person by giving that person $1,000 or $10,000.Thinking that you're helping this person, not knowing that you've actually owed that person a lot more in the past. So what you're doing perhaps right now is merely repaying your debt, but in your mind you think that, oh, I'm doing all these good deeds, I'm trying to help this person. So it's really hard to untangle the cause and effect in the temporal sense. Don't make hasty.Labels.
好，那你在骂的时候，这有没有像？就骂，就讲话的像嘛，还是骂人的像？有没有骂人的那个脸部的表情跟赞叹人的那个像是不太一样的哈。
So when you're yelling at someone, is there a form? There is a physical form. When the physical form that's present when you're yelling at someone versus when you're praising someone, those are very different.
那这边的那个体或是性，到底是骂人的这个性，就骂这句话的性呢，还是你空性的性？我不太清楚哦。不过就是有时候我们会讲说什么，就是无自性啊，那很多人就会迷惑。有时候我们讲说。就无自信，就是一切现象没有自信，对不对哈？但是禅宗会讲说什么自信本质不生，我们就觉得这两个是冲突的。其实它是同一个名称，可是它的内涵不一样。
So over here, nature or essence, I'm actually not quite sure which one it's referring to, whether it's referring to the nature of the form or it's referring to the Buddha nature, the empty nature. So oftentimes there's this phrase saying there's no intrinsic nature and amidst in all phenomenon. And yet in Chan school, there's also this other phrase saying the nature is present and without giving, without it being give, without arising, it's just there. So there seems to be a conflicting understanding between this word self nature and over here. I'm not quite sure which interpretation it is.
好，那个力就是我们骂人有没有它的一个作用力，有没有它的力量？
And the fourth one, li, is the effect. So when we yell at someone, there's an effect of what we have done, right?
我记得有一次，那个谁啊，就讲个华师，不要讲他名字哈。他在禅去的时候就跳出来啊。大家在吃饭的时候，他跳出来，跳在师父的正前面，就跟师父一直顶礼啊。师父说：“好了好了好了，不要那一个。”他一直顶礼，不理师父。那这种像就没有什么力量哦。师父突然间就啪这样桌子这样拍下去啊、哦，哦，那就有力量了，因为像不一样啊、哦。他就回去了。
I remember a story where there was one of the 法师, let me not mention names, but during a Chan retreat, suddenly during lunchtime, he just came out of from the assembly and started prostrating in front of Shifu over and over and over continuously. And Shifu said, okay, that's fine, enough, go back to your seat. And he still kept ignoring Shifu. And so at the end, Shifu just smacked the table and make a big sound of it. And that person then quickly turned around and went back to his seat. So this shows that whatever Shifu said earlier, that's okay. It didn't generate enough strength to stop what he was doing versus the smacking of the table actually caused that person to stop.
请问嗔心的力量一定都有效吗？还是有时候很柔软的时候，有时候比嗔心更有效？
So which one has more strength? Does anger have more strength? Or maybe resilience has more strength and gentleness? Which one is stronger?
就是一般嗔心的话，你碰到善人有效，可碰到比你还厉害的话就没效了。
Usually anger, it may work when you are dealing with good people. But when you deal with someone who's evenangrier, who can yell louder than you, then it stops to work.
有没有看到说恶人还怕比他更恶的人，对不对？
So there is a common saying that bad people are afraid of people that are even meaner and worse than who they are.
但是我们又讲说什么柔人克刚，有没有？
There's also another common saying that resilience or gentleness is able to conquer, overcome rigidness or strong strength.
好，那你产生很硬的态度，跟你很柔软的，这时候是不是你的心性产生的像？
Whichever form you exhibit, whether it's really strong, forceful, or really gentle and resilient, again, aren't these merely forms that has given rise to, by your mind?
那你把现前的一个色相当成人，然后你很柔软，跟你现前根本就不是人，那你很柔软，你觉得哪一个比较容易柔软？
So there are two ways. You could either treat this form, physical form in front of you as a person, and then you decide to treat it gently. Or you can see that there's really no person in the form and still act gently. Which one is stronger? Which one will work better? Which one is gentler?
通常你认为前面那个人，你眼前那个是人，哈，你大概就会受制于你的习气的反应。
If you think of the form in front of you as an actual person, then most likely you will continue to operate according to your habitual patterns.
但是如果你真的能够看到前面那一个，就是你心中的东西，那你现前你就可以什么，我想要产生什么像，我都可以的。
But if you are truly able to see that the form in front of you is an object in your mind, then you will have more power and you are able to give rise to whatever form that you choose.
因为呢，它一个很关键的东西是， 一个是有对象的，一个是没对象的。
The key point, the most critical point between the two is one, there's a object, and the other one, there's no object. It's non-dualistic.
那假设你能够就是说可以看到哈，你当下你这一念心所涵盖的这些对象都是你的，其实你比较可以什么，我们说我们叫自在，我要做什么就做什么。
If you're able to truly see that in the present moment, whatever you encounter, it's all within the mind, it's off the mind, then you will be able to have better control, to change it or transform it however you like.
举个例子啊，你在你心中，你看到你这个色身是你心中的一个像，前面站着一个 ISIS 哈、啊，也是你心中的像哈、啊。这时候他拿个枪来的时候，我可以就是什么，就往前走过去，可以呀、啊？为什么？都是我的像啊。但是假设你是认为这个色身是我，那个是那一个 IS 那个前面那个像是外面一个人，那你就知道什么？手举起来，你怎么产生花朵的像，你知道吗？是不是这样子
？So let's try to give an example that if you treat this, if you can see that your physical body is a form, and let's say if there's a soldier from ISIS that's standing in front of you, that's all, if you can see that it's also a form in your mind.If you see that these are all forms in your mind, then you can surely choose to just walk past that person, walk forward and past that person. On the other hand, if you don't see that and you treat this physical form as me and treat that soldier as an actual person, then all you can do, the only form that you can give rise to is you shuddering and crumble to the ground.
So we can see that a Chinese person一个刀要啃他，他就把脖子什么伸出去，就是他用他的心，然后让脖子伸出去的像出现。我们一般人有没有办法？我们一般是做得到，但是你自己要产生这个像很难。为什么？因为这个色相还想活，这个色相是我，对不对？
So there's a story of a charm master when he ran across some bandits holding up a knife. He actually made his physical body, he actually stuck out his neck to do whatever you may. So he used his mind to give rise to command his physical body to do this action. Whereas when it comes to us, ourselves,it will be very, very difficult for us to actually do the same thing because we still treat our physical body as a self, and this physical body wants to continue to live, so it's unlikely that it's going to be willing to stick your neck out.
So, 那我们现在再来讲一下这一个什么，这一个，无蕴世间，刚才就是百界真如，那再乘以三个什么。他们叫十如是，然后乘以百界千如，然后再乘以三千世间呢、啊？因为就是有一个无蕴世间、众生世间、国土世间，再乘以三，就是百界千如，然后再乘以三种世间，那三种世间就是什么？空间加时间的总体，就是众生的正报跟依报的全部、哦、可以看到吗、哦、就是三种世间，那三种世间是等一下我们会讲，三种世间是这一个什么无蕴世间、众生世间、国土世间，就对对，在没有千如，千如再乘以三，所以叫一定三千。
So one thought containing the three chili cosm, where do you get the 3,000? Again, 100 realms and 1,000 suchnesses. And then with that, there's also the three worlds, the world of ascension beings, the world of the five aggregates, and the world of the insentient beings.
那三种世间就是五蕴世间，还有众生世间，还有国土世间啊。那五蕴世间就是我们众生的身心差别现象啊。我们有时候舒服，有时候不舒服，有时候什么贪心、嗔心啊，就是五蕴的，你有各种现象。
So, the world of the five skandhas are, is referring to all the various psychological as well as physical reactions we have, of sentient beings have.
然后众生世间就是譬如说我们在这边眼前我们这边有几个众生世间，这边大概有五六十个的样子，是吧？
And so the second one is the world of sentient beings, and that's referring to the direct retribution or direct consequences. So over here, how many direct contributions we have, direct retributions we have here? Maybe a handful or 50 of you?
譬如说我们这边有六十个众生，每一个人的长相，每一个人的身体状况，高矮，然后智慧聪明或是不聪明，健康不健康，是不是都不一样？
So let's say if we have 60 people over here, each person has a different look, different varying degrees of health, varying degrees of intelligence.
好，那这边讲说这些你在你眼前的六十个正报啊，就是众生世间，是你身外还是你心外的？是你心外还是你心内的东西？
Now this, the question is of these 60 sentient beings or this the world of sentient beings, are these all external to your mind or it's all forms that's within your mind? That's the question.
你们是觉得是心里的还是心外的？
Inside your, within your mind or outside of your mind?
都知道心里的，那我这个众生骂你那个众生的时候，请问是心里的还是心外的？
So you all say that it's within your mind, but let's say if me, this me sentient being yelling at you, what do you say? Is it still inside your mind or outside?
也就是说，我们基本上我们的心不能就是像镜子一样，那就呈现的六十个众生的色相，我们是在六十个众生的色相当中，我们是抓住其中一个唯我，然后来对待其他的部分。
So the problem is our mind is not truly like a mirror, that it doesn't reflect accurately of these 60 sentient beings. Instead, what we do is we grasp onto one, a subset of it.One of the sentient beings in the mirror, and we use that and operate dualistically with the rest of the sentient beings.
也就是说，《楞严经》讲的说，我们每个人的心都已经躲在身体里面的，那把自己的身体跟自己的身体就是什么正报身，然后把其他的六十个正报身变成是你的对象，变成是依报身的。
Just like what the Surgama Sutra has talked about, that our mind has been dwelling, hiding inside our physical body for a long time, thinking that, taking that as a self. So this physical body is the direct retribution or direct reward, original retribution. And all the rest we treat it as circumstantial or dependent retribution.
那假设我们的心不要去特别注意我的身体，那我们这经典教导说，入流王所，你先不要住在你的身体，那你无所住，那到最后我们叫做能所双亡以后，那这回头过来反映这些所有的正报身，那就发觉这些正报身全部都是什么？全部都是我的。那时候就是体验的啊，我们现在是可能连观念上可能都不容易听懂哦。
But on the other hand, if we're able to practice, instead of grasping onto it, this tiny subset of the forms, and we are able to treat all the forms as currents and let it just like currents and flow through and eradicate the notion of subject and object, then we will no longer, we're able to jump out of it.
我知道师父他好像说大家在想什么他都知道，甚至你晚上 做什么梦他都知道。
With 师父 it appears that he can actually, he's cognizant, he knows whatever you're thinking. And sometimes it almost seems like he knows even what you're dreaming at night.
如果、啊、我们就做个假设、啊、我们这边的60个这个正报生我都可以什么我都可以比较叫某某个正报生起来用我的念力哦大家能够起来那举左手就举左手每一个这个正报生我都可以自由的操作那每一个正报生的念头都是我可以操作的话那你我想你就会体会到这些什么全部都在我心中
Let's say hypothetically, if I can gain control and if I can use my thought to control one of you or all of you to make you stand up and sit down or do whatever my mind tells you to do, then you will be able to understand that either both the dependent as well as independent retributions are all just within the mind.
但是这一个太什么太难了哈，我想从一个比较可以实践的。这角度、啊、就从你自身做起、啊、你呼出一个影像、啊、那我要对他高兴、啊、或者我要想 A 念头就可以想 B 念头就可以想可不可以
Maybe that's too difficult but we can do a practice that we can will ourselves give rise to a thought in our mind an image in the mindAnd then we can react to it however we want. We can be angry at that form, the thought, or we can also choose to be happy with the thought. Is that within our control?
很简单啊、哦、我们比较具体一点，比如说我在等红绿灯的时候，本来就这个很急躁，急躁是不是你选择急躁？你可以选择很享受啊，对不对？那享受的像跟急躁的像是不一样的，可是你是可以选择的。
That should really be quite easy, right? For example, if you're waiting for the traffic light, and usually people feel quite anxious, but feeling anxious is a form that you have chose, but you can also choose to not feel anxious and really enjoy this time waiting for the traffic light. Is that within your control?
可以做到了，比如说我们一个人他每次都要准备四个小时让他妈发牢骚，对不对？这个也是可以选择的啊，这就不那么难嘛啊。
There's also one of the someone that I know that every day this person I don't know about every day, but this person choose to allow his or her mom 4 hours to be complaining or complaining about things.And so he allocated that time for that.
他人这边听你们也可以选择啊，他不管讲的多好多烂，我都欢喜心，可以啊。
And sitting here, you can also make the choice. No matter how well I have spoken or how lousy the talk has been, you can choose to accept it happily.
是不是这个是我们可以做的？就是说你在每一念当中，你可以选择。以什么样的感觉，选择什么样的心态，这个是很具体的啊。
This is something you can actually do and you can practice that with from thought to thought within each thought you can choose to the way you react to it, how you feel about it.
大概你要从这边做起的时候，那慢慢你就发觉，哎，我的念头我是可以自己选择的，是可以做主的。
So starting from here, then you'll gradually realize that.Hey, I am in control. I can control what I choose to think.
那个也更具体的哈，就是你腰痛的时候，你不要选择腰舒服起来。 不要选择殊胡相，不要取殊胡相啊，这个也是一个很关键的东西啊。
Another example. So let's say if you are having some back pains, you do not choose the form that feels more the comforting, the comfortable phenomenon. You don't choose that form.
还有一个比较具体的说，你把腰打直不是因为腰酸的关系啊。
Or there's also another suggestion that you straighten your back. You do that not because you are experiencing back pain.
可能真的因为你的腰酸，所以打直比较舒服。但是你最好告诉自己，我把腰打直不是为了要排除什么不舒服。
Perhaps it will by straightening your back may result a feeling more comfortable. You reduce of back pain, but you tell yourself that I'm doing that not because I want to. That you're not grasping onto the feeling of comfort.
这是不是骗人，还是他有他背后的基础？
Am I just fooling myself in thinking this way, or there's some sort of mechanism or principle behind this way of thinking?
我讲一下一个他背后的道理，两分钟把它讲完了。
Let me explain that principle, underlying principle, really quickly in 2 minutes.
其实你腰打直，跟前面那个腰酸是没有关系的。
Actually, there's no relationship between your choice of straightening your back and the previous thought of back pain.
但是我们会觉得说，我这个腰打直是要把那个腰酸什么去除掉，所以我把它打直。你认为两者有关系，那就会形成什么？我讨厌那个腰酸，所以我打直。
These two phenomena are not related, but we tend to think there's a consequential, it's a causal relationship. So we tend to think that I am straightening my back because I dislike feeling back pain. That's why I'm straightening my back.
那比较正确的是说，你刚刚的相是不舒服的相，那现在目前我让腰打直的相就是出现了，那它会不会就腰不酸？那不是重点啊。
A more correct way of understanding is the back pain is one form, and now I choose to straighten my back. That's another form, another decision at the moment. Whether it will really result to a lessening of back pain, that's not the focus of my thinking.
另外的同样的道理，他们说，我煮饭不是为了吃饭。
A related example is.Some people say that I cook not because I want to eat.
还有人说你们来这边不是为了听华师演讲。
Or similarly, you come here not because you want to listen to the talk.
这样你才会发觉知道，就是没有华师在演讲，没有你在听呢。
By untangling that, you will slowly see that there's no Dharma Master that's talking right now, and there isn't a you that's attending to the talk.
好像你们老是觉得我来听，然后华师讲得不好，华师讲得很好。
Or otherwise, you keep thinking, still thinking that I am here listening to the talk, and the 法师did a good talk, did a good job, or he didn't do a good job. You will continue to think that way.
我想可能这个下礼拜还谈，因为这个是你很就是你现前的经验嘛，可能要用不同的比喻哈、啊。因为今天我直接讲这一个天台星耀，没有跟楞严经，有跟楞严经结合，但是没有特别强调出来啊。我们下次可能还是可以再针对这东西再讲的更多一点啊。
So these related topic we're going to revisit again in our next talk. Today, I try to draw some links between the Surigama Sutra and also the book. But it wasn't a very, the connection wasn't very cohesive. And I feel that because we have been doing this for a long time, so maybe we need to use different examples and analogy to tackle the root problem. So we'll go further into that in our next subsequent talks.
好，希望你们能够每个人体会到，就是我心中的三千性相是吧？就一念三千啊，就是不管是正报身还是依报身，全部都是你心中的什么 没有，一念三千，心中浮在的什么现象呢？
So I hope that you can start practicing and eventually experience that in every thought there's a chiliocosm in every single thought, that whatever comes up, it's all a form that's within your mind.
也就是说当下就是你的心，然后呈现三千个相都是你的，你先把它记住。
So remember this, and any given moment, it's your mind that's given rise to all these myriads of forms, these 3,000 different myriads of forms. Just remember this first.
那如果你要讲说我就是那一念心，那然后它呈现全部的相。
You could also think that it's the mind, that thought that's manifesting all these forms.
然后相有来去，那念心基本上是没来去的啊。
The forms comes and go, but the mind stays, and it doesn't come and doesn't go.
那如果你把三千的相当中有一个相当成我，那也是功能，但是你就没办法那么自在了啊。
If you take, regard one of the myriad of forms, one of it as the self, yes, that is still one function of the mind, but by having that isolated thought as the self, then it will be very difficult to be eased and liberated.
反正你只要把就三千的相的某个相当成我，你要自在很难哦。
It will be extremely difficult if you treat any of the forms as the self.
那假设你每天当中发觉这些相都是我心中的东西的时候，你就可以什么，就可以选择啊。
Yet if thought after thought you are able to see that these are all forms in my mind, then you can easily make choices.
那希望你们就是念念当中都是我心中的相啊。
So I hope that all of you can have this understanding that thought after thought, all these forms are within my mind.
好，阿弥陀佛。
阿弥陀佛。